When Rick Ross's private jet touched down in Colombia for a dental appointment, he received an ominous warning about borders closing due to a mysterious virus. This marked the beginning of a pandemic that would wipe millions in expected revenue from his calendar overnight. With his schedule suddenly cleared, Ross retreated to the Promised Land, his sprawling 235-acre Georgia estate. But rather than lounging poolside, this unexpected pause became the crucible for distilling the business philosophy that transformed William Leonard Roberts II from a correctional officer into one of hip-hop's most successful entrepreneurs. His approach? Bossing up, turning obstacles into stepping stones toward greater success. What separates true bosses from everyone else isn't how they handle success, it's how they respond to adversity. When the pandemic struck, Ross's first quarantine purchase revealed his mindset, a John Deere tractor. Unlike his depreciating Rolls Royces, this was an asset. By cutting his own grass, Ross avoided the $500,000 landscaping debt that previous owner Evander Holyfield had accumulated while finding unexpected meditation in the process. The solitude led to discovery, like the barn that once housed Holyfield's failed record label, which Ross immediately saw as a potential production studio for his Maybach Films division. The pandemic forced him to see opportunities right in front of him that he'd been too busy chasing his next $100 million to notice. Remember, your goals don't care about your excuses. Michael Jordan scored 38 points with the flu. Tiger Woods won the U.S. Open on a broken leg. The greats had good excuses too. They just refused to use them. Ross built over a dozen successful businesses, but only after mastering his primary craft, making music. This reveals a crucial principle. Succeed at one thing before attempting many. Don't be a jack of all trades and master of none. His mentor, Big Mike, taught him, "You gotta have game if you want to get work." Initially frustrated by not being immediately promoted, Ross later understood the wisdom. How could anyone trust him with significant responsibility before he proved himself with smaller tasks? Having game means possessing knowledge, studying those who succeeded before you. After knowledge comes experience. Focus first on mastering your craft and building value, not obsessing over money. When you become a specialist, money naturally follows. The early years require pain and sacrifice, investing blood, sweat, and tears with minimal return. You must excel in your position to earn promotion. When success comes too easily, a hard fall usually follows. What separates the successful from the struggling isn't talent, it's how they spend their time. Time is the only resource you can never acquire more of, regardless of wealth. How you choose to spend your time represents the most important decision you'll ever make. To succeed, think like a boss even when starting at the bottom. Be the CEO of your life by conducting regular self-performance reviews. Assess your strengths and how effectively you're spending your time. Every day gives you 24 hours that don't roll over. Once gone, they're gone forever. While using time wisely, don't become obsessed with timing. Hustling hard means moving correctly, not just quickly. Every success has its own timeline. Ross focuses on what he does best and delegates other tasks to people he trusts. His team, from family confidants to management, road crew, security, and legal personnel, forms the backbone of his empire. If even one vertebra is out of alignment, the whole body suffers. Unlike many celebrities who go broke supporting unproductive associates, Ross only keeps people who bring value. He hires friends and family, but only those who share his work ethic. Your inner circle should elevate you, not drain you. Choose wisely who you allow into your personal and professional life. When Ross received his seven-figure Def Jam advance, he didn't splurge. For 9 months, he pretended that money didn't exist, kept working and saving. Only after Port of Miami debuted at number one did he make his first major purchase, a studio house in Atlanta he still owns today. Having seen Miami hustlers get fast money and lose it faster, Ross was determined to avoid that fate. While he appears extravagant with his estate, luxury cars, and jewelry, he's strategically minded. The Promised Land was purchased at a discount and monetized through film productions. His assets far outweigh his liabilities. He never buys something he can't afford twice. In today's social media age, people pay for fake private jet photos on Instagram. That's hustling backward, building a house of cards instead of an empire. Real success comes from putting in work when no one's watching, not accumulating likes online. Financial freedom provides peace of mind, so focus on stacking paper, building assets, and developing passive income streams. Work leads to money. Money leads to assets. Assets lead to wealth. Ross and Brett built Luke Belair on patience and vision. Before their formal agreement, Ross promoted the brand relentlessly, sending free bottles to industry contacts, featuring it in videos, and creating the hashtag Black Bottle Boys movement. Speaking dreams into existence has been Ross's lifelong practice. He promotes John Deere tractors without sponsorship to manifest future partnerships, and has set intentions for sports franchise ownership and various collaborations. But manifestation without action is just daydreaming. Don't approach Ross asking for work while holding competitors' products. Create value that makes you impossible to ignore. Put MMG brand ambassador in your bio and start working. Ross appreciates initiative. He encourages entrepreneurs to send clothing samples and often post products from those who can't afford sponsored posts because he respects their hustle. By demonstrating his value before negotiations with Belair, Ross secured maximum terms when they formalized their partnership. The lesson? Show what you can do before asking what others can do for you. Success isn't a destination. It's a continuous journey of growth, adaptation, and reinvention. 25 Wingstops in, Ross is still learning. A real boss always remains a student, regardless of past success. The moment you think you've figured everything out, you set a ceiling for yourself. What truly matters isn't just what you build, but who you become in the process. Ross brings Wingstop franchises to underserved communities to create jobs and show local youth they can rise above their circumstances. His partnerships reflect his authentic interests and values. When you view work as something you look forward to rather than an obligation, you get different results. Your passion becomes your paycheck. The ultimate boss move isn't just accumulating wealth. It's creating opportunities for others while staying true to yourself. It's having the discipline to work when no one's watching, the wisdom to learn from setbacks, and the vision to see opportunity where others see obstacles. That's the Rick Ross way. That's how you boss up.